You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The subject that Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov had to deal with the false prophets. So now, after what took place, that Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov brought the Korban, and then he got rid of 850 false prophets called Nevi'ei Sheker. And then we see right away when Isabel, Ahav's wife, Havishait, hears that what happened, he sends a message that I'm going to come after you and I'll show you who is in charge here. She was a very tough, Rishait lady. And it's unfortunate that the people named their daughters such a name. Isabel. She was a very Rishait that chased after Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov. The question here is, what is the question? Like, if you hear that Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor L'Tov, what a miracle took place for him, you still chase after him?
No.
I mean, obviously, anybody would be convinced, no matter how terrible you are. No?
Yes.
You agree?
Yes.
So how could it be she didn't give up? Even though, you know what it is? To you just get rid of 850 people, one single person, and they see fire comes down from Shomayim, and everybody says, Hashem wa Elokim, Hashem wa Elokim. And this lady doesn't give up. So here we see very sad matter, and that is, it's not that you confront the fact. You see, you know, that's it. This is the truth. As long as you're not willing and ready to change, even the greatest miracle is not going to do anything to you. Did you hear me? Exactly the timing that we go through, obviously, everybody, you know, would realize, this is it. This is it. Hashem is in charge. When you see, still, people, they're in a dilemma. How they see the matter. How they deal with it. And that's how the nature of a person here is. That as long as he is not ready, you know, to make a move, no matter what happens, no matter what he confronts, nothing's going to change. Happened to be a story about a gentleman that he had two glass of whiskey and one tequila and glass of rum. That's normal, no? So then he told his friend, you know, even though that I drank so much and I was able to drive, I still called the taxi. No, he wanted to show that, you know, still, no, he wanted to do the right thing. So his friend told him, where are you going? He says, no, I was invited to the party. And, you know, I just took a taxi, even though I was able to drive. So his friend told him, Chacham, the party was in your house. Yeah. That's our story. You know, I know what to do, don't tell me what to do, you know. Sadiq, party's your house. Where are you going? No, I know what I'm doing. And now you show, you know, you're Sadiq, you know, even, you know, you were able to drive, you took a taxi. And show, you know, I'm extra Sadiq. And that's how the story is all about. That maybe we have to give a benefit of doubt to ourselves, you know, maybe I don't know what I'm doing. You know, maybe maybe I'll consult with somebody that knows better than me. And here we see a beautiful thing. Isabel, you saw, you know, such a miracle that took place. You know, wake up, you know, change. No. That's what the story that we're dealing with at this time of the history. The people, unfortunately, you know, and Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't give up. It's an unbelievable thing. He doesn't give up. Now, should it be disappeared? Should it be gone? But see, no. Hashem says, no. I'm still here. I'm waiting. And that's what exactly we have to realize, that we have to make a change. We have to make a change.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.